You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing this evening, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Happy to have on the phone with me now Rich Hurl, who is WILS News Director, once again heading down to Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero's State of the City address very shortly. We caught him shortly before he's leaving. Hey, Rich, how are you this evening?
Hey, good, Cheryl. How you doing?
So you're heading down in just a little bit to cover the speech again, heading to the Knapp Building. You've been covering these for a while. Is the location interesting to you?
Yeah, it is kind of. You know, it's kind of a different atmosphere than it was last year. Last year it was at the Southside Community Center. This year, almost right in the heart of downtown, if you will, right in the Knapp's. Right at the Knapp's Building there on the corner of Washington Square and Washtenaw. So, you know, kind of an interesting location, but, you know, that Knapp's Building has been in the news over the past year. So, you know, we might hear a little something about that particular facility. And, you know, that could be one of the reasons why it's there.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you said the precinct or community center, excuse me, last year. This is the Mayor Bonero's sixth State of the City address. Does he like to move? He likes to move this around, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. Last year was actually the first State of the City address that I covered. This will be my second one. So obviously, if you go by these last 2 years, these events are not necessarily held in the same location. And I think a couple years it was at a different location than the two that I mentioned. So yeah, I guess, you know, the mayor likes to mix things up a little bit. And you know, a neat location for tonight, you know, right in downtown, and, you know, why not? That's the perfect venue, I think, for a State of the City address.
Well, it is. Particularly, we talked with Vic Loomis, mayor of East Lansing, when the show kicked off, talking about, you know, huge development or redevelopment and renovation of that building. So he's just showing that Lansing is moving forward and making changes. You would normally think of a State of the City address being in its City Hall. So I kind of like how he moves locations according to what's happening. What kind of things are you expecting to hear? Have you heard any previews of the State of the City address?
Not a whole lot. And, you know, that's a very good question. I think what you will hear is a lot of what you heard from the State of the State address last week. Not a whole lot of specifics. I think really the first thing that is on the minds of everyone when you think of the Lansing City business, current city government, is this $15 million budget deficit that the city is facing. But I don't think you're going to really get to the meat and potatoes, if you will, on that particular subject tonight. Just like you didn't hear much about the budget deficit at the State of the State address last week. I think you're going to hear more about that in the budget proposal that Mayor Bonero is going to deliver to City Council coming up in the month of March. And just like Rick Snyder, you know, he'll have more on his budget proposal for state government in February. I think really what you're going to hear just by memory of what he talked about last year, I think he's going to talk about some of the accomplishments of 2010. I think you may hear some things about, I think one thing that comes to mind is General Motors and the investments that were made at the GM plants here in Lansing last year, at the Delta Township plant, and especially at the Grand River plant with the 600 new jobs that arrived last October. I think you're going to hear a lot about that. And I think you're going to hear some general details on you know, how to move forward into this year, how to handle some of the tough economic times that we've been dealing with. I really think as well you'll hear a lot about public safety, about the Lansing Police Department. If Mayor Bonero is an advocate of one issue, it's public safety. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot about the police department and the job that they did last year, especially under Teresa Szymanski. She was the interim chief for most of last year, and of course, as you know, was named the permanent chief just a week ago. So I think you'll hear a lot about that, and especially in light of what happened in Detroit yesterday. I think he's going to put more of an emphasis on public safety, and it's always something that that he has held to his heart.
Well, and as we spoke, when I spoke, and I know you've spoken with her frequently, the new Chief Shemansky, last week, she commented on that the most important thing is keeping officers on the street. And those horrific shootings in Detroit have got to be on everybody's minds right now. And you're absolutely correct that Mayor Bonnaro has always pushed for that. And those seems to be the departments that seem to be taking a lot of hits with budget cuts lately. And I don't think he's want for letting that happen.
No, he's not. And like you said, Chief Shemansky, she talked about keeping officers on the streets. Pretty much the number one goal of the department is just the reduction in crime. And yeah, definitely the mayor is, I think, going to weigh in on that. He may have maybe one or two announcements to make tonight. Maybe not anything earth-shattering, but there were a couple new pieces in last year's State of the City address that nobody knew about. They were positive news stories, and you might get that here tonight, just like you did the State of the State address last week in particular, with that $550 million acquisition in relation to the Detroit to Canada Bridge. That was something that was brand new. And he might throw one or two new things at us tonight.
Well, if we know anything about Lansing Mayor Virge Bonnaro, it's that he does like to surprise us and shake things up when he can. So we always know to pay attention and listen, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's anything like last year as well, he'll have the written script available for the media. Last week at the State of the State, they had a little outline, which helped. It did highlight the main points. And so, all the reporters, will be able to, take a look at that, script, that copy, right before the address starts, assuming it's just like last year, once again. And, we'll be able to skim through it and just point out, just what some of the main points are.
Now, we're following my show at 7 o'clock sharp. We're going to take, to WILX, TV 10's coverage of the State of the City address. You'll be following up as WILX's news director with it and, have some things on the air later this evening.
I'll be getting reaction from the address tonight, and as far as what my role is for tonight's event, at the latest, we'll have that on early tomorrow morning. We'll have sound from the mayor's speech. Like you said, we're going to have it on WILX at 7 o'clock with help from WILX 10, and then tomorrow morning we'll get the reaction to what the mayor had to say. Most likely we'll talk to some city council members, maybe some other city officials, and we'll have a recap on that tomorrow.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I know I'm probably holding up by a couple of minutes, so thanks for talking with us, and look forward to hearing your reports bright and early and follow up on the mayor's speech.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thank you, Rich. We've been speaking with Rich Hurl, WILS News Director, heading down to Mayor Virge Bonnaro's State of the City address. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.